Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Drunk Before Noon. We're not going to keep counting anymore because we're going to lose count eventually. It's just going to get too complicated.
Probably already did.
If you count how many recordings we did, we're on episode 304.
Something like that, yeah, because we keep fucking it up, obviously. But, of course, we have two of our main hosts with us, Whiskey Pete. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, good.
And the guy who introduced me, Captain Sleeper.
Yes, sir.
And someone who might as well be a host because he's here every week and sick of calling him a guest, so we're going to go ahead and call him a host, too.
Yeah.
That is Token Squared. What's up, Token?
Hey, what's up, all you listeners out there?
We usually try to, like, get rid of our special guest by, like, not inviting them, but they just come over somehow. And, like,
well, the thing is,
on your podcast.
You're like a clumsy eater, and so the crumbs of Skittles that you eat.
That's what it is, yeah.
They walk right in.
Like, they find food.
You know it's hard to get rid of us. Come on.
And who else do we have here? Oh, that's right. We don't have Puke with us today.
Our sports guy, Puke, is he's out of the area right now. We did this podcast a little early this morning. Because of the amount of people we're going to have tonight, and we just didn't want to have one of those other podcasts where we had too many people and not enough room to talk.
Yeah, sloppy drunk is what we should call it. Because that happens a lot for us.
So we're actually doing a podcast before noon. Son of a bitch.
Wow. And our name is Drunk Before Noon. Wow.
So let's live up to it.
That's probably why we're already drunk.
Yeah, probably. Well, today's episode is...
Whoa. Let's talk about something.
Oh, okay.
You guys are probably wondering, where's 40 Ounce? Thought he was going to be back.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, listeners, guess what? 40 Ounce is now a permanent resident of Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's not coming back. His brother, Juden Juice, came back.
Yes.
And the seat next to him was empty.
Yeah. See, I have some conspiracy theories about why... Why he didn't come back. But I'll let Token Squared, you know, give what he was going to say.
So, well, it's either he got laid really hard.
In the butthole.
Or he's addicted to coconuts.
Either way, something to do with nuts or involved.
Something to do with nuts, for sure.
See, I was going to say either he has too many warrants in California, and that's why he's not back. He's trying to run away from those. Or he just fell in love with some dude. So
I wonder if he thinks he's in a different country.
He probably does. Maybe he thinks the warrants can't follow him out there.
Warrants can't swim, bro.
They don't have such things called as internet.
They got warrant boats, man. Come on.
Keep Red Bull and warrants away, because I know Red Bull gives you wings. And that could be an issue.
Yeah, so let us know what a good Hawaiian name is for 40 Ounce now that we're trying to give him a Hawaiian name, because he's out in Hawaii, but we haven't came up with one yet.
Well, I mean, I think when he gets his Hawaiian ID, he should only have one name. It says McLovin's taken. I was thinking about McPussy.
Pussy? yeah, probably.
So, 40 Ounce, now that you have to listen to us, we would call you, but he doesn't sound so good, and we don't want to do that shit every week. Once in a while is cool, though.
Yeah, once in a while.
Long distance to Hawaii costs a lot.
These long-distance relationships don't last. Everyone knows that. Ask Teo. His Hawaiian girlfriend didn't exist. For all of you guys who don't know what I'm talking about, you guys know about the Notre Dame linebacker who had a great season. He was one of the runner-ups for the Heisman Trophy. You know, his grandma did die. His grandma did die during the season, but his alleged had a girlfriend. His name is Manny Teo from Notre Dame. Had a girlfriend who died. And they made a big deal about it. I remember watching when it happened. The coach giving the game ball to him, saying, "I'm sorry for your loss." And they made a big deal about the guy's girlfriend.
Yeah. I think I've seen something on ESPN about it, yeah.
One question. How is a Hawaiian the best player on the Fighting Irish?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, this guy, yeah. Well, it's true, man. But, yeah, so this guy, he had his girlfriend or whatever, but supposedly he never met. They were chatting online, but, you know, because I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember the word fiancé being used when the whole death thing happened.
Yeah.
But
that's
anyway.
Fancy. I mean, it's way better than a girlfriend. It's a fiancé.
Yeah.
Pretty sure
yeah.
I heard that name, that word get tossed around. So anyways, a big deal. Everyone felt bad for him. well, you never met this girl, and now suppose, and then the girl whose pictures that we're seeing,
yeah,
that girl's still alive.
That's and fucked up.
That's how this whole thing got blown out of water. She saw all these pictures of herself, and she's like, what the fuck? I'm not that girl. Like, what are you talking about?
Dead. I'm pretty sure I'm not dead.
Yeah, not even the same name. Totally different name.
Well, she's dead to him now, for sure.
She's dead for him.
Yeah, I mean... I mean,
why would he have to come up with another story on top of his grandma? Grandma's hard enough.
Well, right now, he's playing the naive guy. Like, he had no idea. Like, he's a victim. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Is he a victim? I mean, if he is a victim, that is fucked. Like, I feel bad for him now, because now he's like... He had a dead girlfriend that he never even fucking knew. He's totally confused.
Hmm.
Or...
How's he... I don't understand
or
that.
He's trying to get the Heisman, so he's trying to get as much fucking attention to him as he can, and that's going to get you some attention.
Yeah,
it's going to get you the wrong attention, though.
Now.
Yeah, it's going to get you fucking sued, is what it's going to get you.
Something. I don't know, man. I mean, that's... To me, it's fucked up to fake deaths. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
no matter
definitely.
What it is, or fake a strategy, or try to make someone feel sorry for you, and... I don't know. I don't know if that's what's going on, but that's ridiculous.
There's a lot of stuff out there in the news that, you know, we get kind of a skewed version of it, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Not really told to us the way it should be.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, look at when we went to the first Iraqi, you know, the first Iraqi war, when we invaded Iraq.
I like how you said
stories.
Invaded.
That's what we did, though.
He was going to say war, and then he's like, wait, they didn't even come down anywhere. We just went and bombed all their shit.
Yeah. We just went in there and just took that shit over fucking, and said, fuck it, we're American. But look at that. I mean, we didn't get the whole story told to us. I don't know if you guys remember this, watching Geraldo on when he was attached to an army unit when it first invaded Iraq. And I was watching
That's
it
crazy.
Live.
Because no army was there when
I
we first invaded
I
Iraq.
Because
I was there, and I was a Marine, and there were only Marines there
that
when we invaded Iraq. There was not one
army. He was outside of
Iraq. Oh, they might have been, in, like, Kuwait eating some ice cream
Maybe.
Or something.
Are you sure that's not Gulf War number 2?
I was going to say, because when we invaded Iraq, it was only the Marine Corps, like always, that was there. There was no army guys there. They didn't come in until 2 weeks after we took care of shit.
Yeah,
all right, let's be honest.
Maybe it was the Marines then, but he this motherfucker is so dumb that he... I hate Geraldo, first off, but I hated him fucking since his talk show. And he was racist against his own people. But anyways, he...
I hate his big nose.
He's just a horrible person.
Yeah, he's not very
but,
good.
But he was drawing, like the instructions of how... They were going to go invade Iraq.
I saw that.
Did you see that? He drew it in the sand.
He gave up the battle plan.
We're here. And we're going to go this way on this road at this time. And like he drew it in the sand. And like on live TV too. No, nonetheless.
Well, good thing Iraqi's army sucked dick.
Good thing they didn't have TV or else the group would have been fucked.
Hey, you know what? Because, you know, obviously the first time we were out there, we didn't have TVs. You know, our radios were very, you know, horrible.
Shitty.
Yeah. And we went over the border. You know, we didn't know what was going on. We got the, hey, cross, go. You know, so we went, you know, we don't know what's going on. We're just going place to place, getting all the way to Baghdad. And when we got to Baghdad, I remember, you know, because the radio we had, talking about the Iraqi government is on the news telling its people, nah, this is all lies. It's conspiracy. The American military is not in Iraq. You guys are high or whatever. I guess this is a live broadcast. And while they were broadcasting, the Marines, or actually, I don't know if it was the Marines or Navy SEALs, someone broke into the state or to the studio.
Yeah.
And so this guy's broadcasting, and there's comic strips all over, and they're behind him, like looking at him, like doing jokes and shit while he's on the air, saying. They're not here.
I'm just a ghost.
So, what was your first thought when you walked into Baghdad? Was it something like, oh, so this is Baghdad. It sure smells like shit, or what was it?
Well, honestly, before we stepped foot there, well, I won't get too in detail, but yeah, we fucked it up before any feet got there.
Oh, yes.
So when I got there, I mean, a couple things went in my mind. Like, oh, this is the Bible, and... Well, a lot of Baghdad shit's in the Bible.
Okay, yeah.
And then Babylon. I went to Babylon, too, actually. That shit's tight. Really? But, yeah, you know, I figured, like, oh, this is, like, with the Bible stuff going on. And then, you know, that's really what was going through my head. And then a lot of shit was burned down. Shit's blown up. There's still tanks from the Gulf War on the side of the road everywhere.
Wow.
When we were there. Yeah, that's still there. They just, yeah, fuck it. Someone else will get this, you know?
Nice decoration. It's a talking piece.
Hey, the Iraqis, like, one of their famous saying is, like, it's like, as Allah will, or Allah's will, which means,
yeah,
if God wanted me to do it, he would have, like, forced me to do it.
Yeah.
So if it's like, there's like a mess on the floor, it's like, whatever, Allah, that means, yeah, God will take care of it.
he'll get it somehow.
That theory really works. You guys should ask Sean Alexander about that one.
I want to know if the same tanks would have broke down in Compton. Like, what? There would be nothing left of that tank.
There'd be no tracks on that shit. Nothing. Shit.
Everything still be unlocked.
You guys would see a little Impala rolling through on tracks.
With the fucking turret on top and shit. I heard, tell me if this is true or not, because I didn't get to go to Iraq, but I want to know if, was there tourists, like,
that's because there's no water, they don't send the Coast Guard there.
Whatever. Were there tourists, like, actually showing up, like, within, like, a year of you guys invading Iraq?
I've never seen that, like, personally,
yeah.
So I couldn't confirm that, but I know in Kuwait.
Well, in Kuwait, yeah.
Like, when we would, like, you know, enter and exit, every time we entered, like, we'd spend a little bit of time in Kuwait.
Yeah.
That there'd be people, I mean, not necessarily on our base, but, like, in the cities, that I didn't ever thought Kuwait would be a go-to place, but apparently, from what I hear, shit's badass.
I don't know. I've been there, so...
I don't think so. I think it's a hot desert. I don't know. I've never been there, yeah. But I know gas is cheap.
Yeah, 10 cents a gallon.
Well, when I was there, I didn't get the luxury of going to go check out the town and shit. I mean,
yeah.
It'll look like crap, but I mean, while I was there, the story, because, you know, you spent a couple weeks when you first got there, and then you spent a couple weeks right before you left, you know, in the city, or the country of Kuwait.
Yeah.
Which is the size of a fucking city.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking, you know, and, you know, that was almost like a break, you know, especially when you're coming home, and we got to do cool stuff, like, go, like, people, celebrities would come, and they do concerts for us and shit, so.
Yeah.
Kuwait, to me, is like a fun time, but not, like... I'm gonna take my kids to fucking Kuwait and fucking
go see.
Go on the water slide.
We're gonna ride the goat coaster.
Yeah.
Goat coaster. Let's go ride the camels and shit. Yeah.
The camel jumps.
We seen that on. What was that movie that came out with the Born Legacy guy? Matt Damon. Green Day.
Oh, yes.
Green Zone. Yeah, that's what we seen. I seen the tourists, like, show up there and, like fucking sit by the pool, like, when the war was still going on and shit. So
I mean, come on. You get fireworks right by the pool. Cheap
get
gas.
Get shot at.
You know what?
Sounds like a great time.
You know what? I think it was Babylon that was going on.
Really?
You know what? I'm not going to say that because I'm not 100% honest. I'm not going to say
it. Well, there was a green zone there, right?
Yeah, but fucking terrorists don't know what that shit means.
Yeah, true that. All right, well, let's move on to, let's talk about what happened to you there, Token Squared. And you want to tell our guests what happened to you? What is it, Wednesday, right? So
yeah.
A couple days ago?
Well, we'll throw a lot of allegedlys out there.
Allegedly? All right.
Because we don't want to, you know, incriminate anybody or anything like that.
Let's do that.
But allegedly, let's say there's this one guy, right?
We'll call him Token.
Well, that's too easy. Let's just call him Squared.
T-Squared.
Let's just call him Squared.
All right. So, you know, this guy's, you know, out around the town, hanging out with a couple friends, and, you know, some problems start. Not really involved in it or anything. Starts driving away and decides to turn around because somebody's got to go back to the house to drop him off. You know, sometimes police, you know, magically appear out of nowhere.
Especially when there's black people around.
I don't know how they could come up behind you without you seeing them behind you, you know, because, you know, we always got eyes in the back of our head.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, you know, sometimes they allegedly will take you out the car and allegedly slap some handcuffs on you. So now, pretty much moral of the story is, I'm broke, and you may be having some more phone call conversations, possibly.
Wow.
Well, you know, you didn't want to say it, but we'll go ahead and go there.
Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons that you got busted was, you know, you coming from another state, you know, and we have the Second Amendment, which is...
Good amendment.
Right to, you know, the bear arms. And
I got bear arms. They're, like, really buff.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you got... Well, you know, the main reason why you got arrested was the fact that the thing is, the state you were in, you know, you're still moving back. you're within your legal limits, you know what I mean? But because of what's going on with Barack Obama, and everyone wants no guns now, you know?
Barack, I used to like you, but things are kind of leaning against it. I'm pretty sure you're not black. It's just... I'm just going to put it out there. You rolled in some ashes or something, bro.
Yeah, he's like fighting himself. I don't even want to say. He wants to promote welfare, but then take away guns. Right? You're like, you just made everyone that you made happy mad.
Like, taking a lane, bro.
Yeah, you gotta choose a side.
I mean, it's cool because you know that's where I used to spend all my welfare money on guns. But now what am I gonna do with
your EBT card? Yeah.
But you know, it's funny because everyone this gun control thing, you got people stirred up. You know, you got the people who are all about it. These, what do you want to call them? Fascists? I don't know what to
call them. Don't call them fascists because I agree with him. I agree with President Obama to a certain extent. Like, and he's being reasonable. He's not, you know, he's not trying to fucking go off, you know, fucking third base and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's being reasonable. He's saying that you can't have more than 10 bullets in a magazine at one time.
Okay.
That makes sense to anybody.
I guess.
And you can't have military style assault rifles. Really, you don't. Why would you need a fucking AK-47?
In case, you know.
Why do you need? We invade ourselves. Why do you need the best Beamer on the road? Because it's fucking. You want that. That's the thing. Is like that's your right as an American. You should be able to have what you want. Now check it out. All this is gonna do, and say what you want. The people who are doing this bad shit and are shooting people all the time and murdering, they're going to get a gun no matter what the fuck the law says.
It's true.
Because that's just what's going to happen. So all they're doing, Barack Obama and the government and all these fucking anti-gun people, are taking the guns away from the innocent, the law-abiding citizen. Let's take all the firepower away from the law-abiding citizens, because you know goddamn well the criminals are still going to get them.
And they're going to get rich.
Yeah.
They're going to get rich off of this because they're going to be able to sell those guns for 6-7 times as much
as
they would have before.
Oh, gosh. You know what? LA is doing this gun thing where they give you $100 for your fucking assault rifle, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, they're doing all this stuff. And I'll tell you right now, there's always a back door to everything. Maybe 10% of those guns will get destroyed like they said they're going to be.
Yeah.
The rest of them are getting fucking sold to different countries. Fucking all of these little people who are doing their... there are civil wars in other countries that Barack Obama's supporting, like, more Vietnams. Like, oh, you guys are fighting your own country? Here, we'll help you out. Guess where those guns are going? To them. Guess where those guns are going? Yeah. So guess what? We ain't doing shit. We're not stupid.
Well, you brought up a good point when you said civil war, which, you know, when the Constitution was first drafted, that's why the Second Amendment was put in there, because we had the right to form militias, because we had just gotten through, you know, fighting for our independence against an oppressive nation, which... kind of is what we're starting to do ourselves. We're restricting everybody and starting to oppress people.
Taking over fucking healthcare, yeah.
Exactly.
But see, the Constitution was written back then in those days.
Oh.
You can't use the same principles
that
were held back then.
People say
nowadays.
Back then, you know, the weapons weren't as strong. Yes, they were the strongest things then, though. I mean, sure, it was only muskets, but fuck, you had muskets.
But back then,
you
know, we were uprising against a government that we didn't want. Right? That was attacking us.
Some people are being attacked now.
When's the last time our government attacked? When's the last time they sent the army to attack you? Never.
So far, not yet. Martial law and Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah,
they were shooting people in the streets.
That was necessary.
That was necessary to shoot people in the streets?
It was necessary to enforce martial law. I agree with that.
Mm, I mean,
it was going crazy. Look at the LA riots.
If I was there, I could say more, but I wasn't there.
Yeah,
so,
well, you were here. You were born during the LA riots, right?
I saw it on TV too. But even that's going back to this whole thing. Oh, cool. That would be a good subject changer about things we see on TV and how that works.
What do you mean, like conspiracies?
And conspiracies, propaganda. You know,
cool.
Things to make people feel that, because the news media is controlled, I guess, by
Yeah, it is to
an extent.
Yeah, Fox News especially. Yeah, that's really controlled.
I
by
like
the
Fox.
Right.
They always got some hot weather girls and stuff.
Yeah, but
that's
their
no,
shit
that's,
is always right.
What's the Channel 9? What's Channel 9?
I don't know. KCLT or something like that.
Well, yeah, conspiracy theories. I got that written down.
Yeah.
You guys all know about Sandy Hook. We talked about it at least 3 times.
Yeah,
you know?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Well, right now, apparently, that's all fake.
That's one person saying.
Well, that's not a lot of people saying that. But I don't... Right now, if you guys watch these, there's a couple websites that have it. I'm sure you can, if you do your research on YouTube, that World Star Hip Hop.
I found it. All I had to do, I searched Sandy Hook hoax. It came up right there in the news, gave me a link to the video and everything, a nice 30-minute video. And, you know, the evidence is kind of damning. I mean, it doesn't go out there and just definitely say it, but it got me on the fence.
I seen the same clip you did, alright?
Has me on the fence.
And I'm telling you, they're not gonna show dead kids on the fucking news. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna show dead.
Well,
they're not gonna show them pulling out bodies of dead kids. They're not gonna do that.
They would have it, if it's live coverage, you have no way of censoring live
coverage. You actually do, because it's a second delay. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. They were chasing, it was like 3 months ago, they were chasing some guy on the fucking freeway. And the guy got out of his car, ran down the hill, and was about, he put the gun to his head, and before they pulled the trigger, they cut it off. But he actually killed himself.
Okay, they cut it off. At no point during that whole Sandy Hook thing did they cut it off. You know what I mean? So it was still live coverage. They had the camera above it for like 45 minutes. You never see them bring out one dead body the whole time.
They're not going to.
They won't. You obviously didn't watch any of the other stuff. All right, stuff
okay, let's say we'll go your way then, okay? It's conspiracy. Why?
Okay, well, what got me going?
Okay, for Ryan's back.
I was at work when this was all going down, and I was listening to the radio, like, when it was, like, live, you know what I mean? This was going down on the radio. And I kind of just forgot about it, but when I was listening to it live, they were saying, you're going to leave when I'm telling you why. But anyway.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, well, while it was going down, they were saying there was multiple shooters, and they were and then one guy like had killed himself. They said that on the radio, and they were still chasing down the other two shooters. One was supposed to be running through the woods. Yeah. This is all going on live. One is supposed to be running through the woods. They knew the one guy killed himself, and there was another guy they knew was still in the school somewhere. They were trying to find him.
Yeah.
So that right there, well, after it all went down, I didn't even think about it. You know what I mean? Like, because I was so sad about the kids, so you didn't think about that. But then now that we're going back to the conspiracy theory, like right off the bat, that throws you off. Because when shit was going down, there's three shooters. Now there was only one, and he killed himself. So right off the bat, whatever that may be, it's already kind of fishy. So it gets people thinking. Now the other thing I got people thinking, the story changed. Supposedly, right away, homeboy went to the school, killed his mom at school, right? But then oh no, he killed his mom at home, but she taught at the school. Then come to find out, she's not even a fucking teacher.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I found that suspicious too.
Yeah, and then while everything was going down, shit's supposed to be crazy, but somehow someone got an interview with the nurse while shit's going down, asking, do you know who did this? And the nurse said, oh yeah, it was this guy, and his mom works at the school. She's the best kindergarten teacher here. Well, that's what got the rumor started. It's like, wait, what, who the fuck is this? And why the fuck is she saying so? Like, now that we're looking back, I'm like, yeah, there's kind of a lot of red flags out there.
I like the medical examiner where he said they were all shot with the
assault rifle,
which never was even inside the school. It was always in the guy's trunk. So how is the medical examiner going to be wrong about gunshots?
Let me answer your guys' questions.
Yeah, they only found handguns in the school.
With the perfect explanation. One, when you first arrive on the scene, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
Somebody's going to say they saw three different people.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you're going to... And the news, they want to be on top of it because you have motherfuckers who like literally sit there and like will update like their Twitter blog or something.
Yeah, I got you.
Before the news covers it. So they want to be on top of it. So whatever they hear, they're not going to question it. They're going to be like, oh, there's three shooters. You know what I'm saying? They're going to tell everybody there's three shooters when they haven't even got the clear that it's three shooters.
I mean, I can understand that part, but what about the medical examiner? The guy that's a professional. He goes to school for this. Why could he not tell the difference between an assault rifle wound and a pistol?
Yeah, he said every single person, including the guy who killed himself,
assault rifle,
was killed with an assault. They said every single person. But then when the people, the media was there, they asked him, well, I thought the assault rifle never left the trunk. And his response, not exact words, were, well, like laughing, I'm not a cop. I'm just telling you what I know, you know? And they're all, wait, I thought they only found handguns. And he laughs again. Well, I don't know. I'm not a cop.
And this brings me to your question of why. Why would he say it's an assault rifle? To get an assault rifle ban. Obviously, it's propaganda, man. The news media, they're propaganda.
All right, So that's a big conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Okay, I can think about it. I can think about it and like put it into perspective of what Listen, they're not going to... Assault rifles are not in the media... Not in the... That dangerous enough where they wanted to build this whole conspiracy just to get him fucking banned.
Are you kidding me? What about the guy that shot everyone at the Batman premiere with an assault rifle?
Assault rifle.
He did shoot everybody.
That's why they want the ban.
But it's true. He did do that. That kid did do that. And then you know what? I think each state should make their own laws compared to say what gun laws they should have enforced.
They even
following the Second Amendment, meaning that yes, okay, let's say you know in California, for instance, where we're at,
yeah, like the they strongest make, one.
Yeah, we have a strong fucking gun.
Tell
laws.
Me about it.
We have strong fucking gun laws where it like limits you to what you can have, which how many rounds you can own, all that kind of shit. Where you have to lock it up. You know what I'm saying? Like. That's what each state should do, should enforce their own shit. But some states, like the South, and it's mostly the South in fucking Texas, where they have loose laws, where it's...
Loose women.
Well, I know Texas and Arizona, and I believe most of Washington State, you can actually have a holstered pistol on your side
yeah,
as long
you
as
can.
You're over 21.
Yeah. I've seen there's some YouTube videos where like these guys are like open carrying like 100 feet away from President Obama's carriage and shit like.
They actually when he went down there to Arizona and he went and did the thing, they were all you know everybody was open carrying, do their right to bear arms type thing, and there was a big fuss in the media because you know.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not President Obama who came up with these fucking rules in the first place. I mean, everybody's trying to blame it on him, you know, but it wasn't him.
It is funny because last week we even said like, damn man. Seems like there's a new school shooting every day, and like even this week there's a couple more on there. Yeah. I'm going to stop talking about them because now it's got me thinking, like, because there's not a death in every one of them. They just caught a kid with an assault rifle. Everything's
well,
assault
this
rifle.
Last one with the at the California school, yeah. It was a shotgun.
There's two since then.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking A.
That's what I'm saying. And they both were assault rifles. It's like, wait a second, why is... All of a sudden, where the fuck did all these assault rifles come
from? I can't even get an assault rifle. How come a 12-year-old kid can get one?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's their parents. It's their parents and what they do for a living and what they're into. Like, you go to a gun show, you can pick an assault rifle at a gun show in Texas.
And another interesting point. A kindergarten teacher had a gun collection? With assault rifles and
multiple pistols.
Well, now she's not even a teacher.
Yeah, that confused me too. That confused me when it first came up too, because they were saying that she was a teacher, and then they said no, she had nothing to do with the school. Which I didn't understand why the kid would go to an elementary school to shoot it up. I didn't understand that.
Well, did you see the stats on his shootings? He killed 22 people and he only injured one. And every person he shot more than it was 3 to 8 times every single person. So he was like perfect accuracy. And these kids that are running around. And they say that this other like this other shooting that happened, I forgot which one it was, but this guy killed more people than the Virginia Tech shooting. But this guy was like an experienced marksman, and he had way more missed shots opposed to a kid apparently never shot a gun before in his life.
He did shoot a gun before.
Yeah, he probably did, but he was autistic apparently. You know, they say autistic all of that, which I guess he could have been an autistic gun savant and
maybe
an expert marksman, but... The thing that got me, like he was saying, you know, 22 people dead, one injured. I think it was 26 and one, but...
That's not hard to do, though.
Anyway, well, you think about it, the Virginia Tech, like you said, I think it was like 46 dead, 32 dead, and like 20-something injured. Even the Aurora, the shooting in the Batman theater, you had way more injured people. Why did all the kids just die? There was only
one
wounded.
Because I don't think they can handle, their bodies can't handle trauma. Like adults, it's true. Their bodies can't handle trauma like our bodies can handle trauma.
Actually, kids heal way faster than adults.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Absolutely
true. I'm wrong.
That's absolutely true.
You're usually wrong.
But what I'm saying is he probably walked into a classroom. All the kids are running around, in the classroom? You just shoot.
One shot goes off, kids are going crazy. It's like...
They'll go crazy, but the little kids...
I have a question for you. Okay, if there's 8 ducks on a log, and I get a shotgun, I shoot one of them, he's dead. How many ducks are on that log?
They're all gone.
Yeah, they flew away.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but that...
Somebody would have been trying to climb out a window. Somebody would have been running out of the
halls.
They're
kids. The average kid was in first grade, right?
Kindergarten.
Don't know what the fuck's going
my
on.
My three-year-old, he hears gunshots. He knows to fucking run.
Yeah, but that's because you
it's
as a parent teach him.
I didn't teach him that. It's a natural reaction.
It's a natural reaction.
Natural reaction.
I don't know.
Well, my son was...
Scary.
He
hears fireworks. He takes off running.
My son was 2. A lightning storm happened. And, like, lightning hit real close. And it was, like super loud.
Boom, gone.
He ran.
He's gone. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't tell him, like, hey, boy, when you get older, lightning's going to strike. You run away. I never said that.
All right. Let's do final thoughts on this one. Do you think, Whiskey P, do you think this was a conspiracy theory?
I don't know, man. I can't say yes or no. I still, I don't want to misinterpret this. I do still feel bad for everything that did happen. And I'm still, really horrible. But if it is a conspiracy, I'm going to be even more upset. And we'll never know. Because we'll never know. Just like 9/11, we'll never know. We'll never know. What?
9/11 was a conspiracy.
Look at 9/11, obviously the terrorists did it, just like that. But same shit, dude. Fucking, there was a construction crews working 2 weeks before that.
I beg to differ. I don't think the terrorists did that. I mean, I've watched the conspiracy theories, and they show the I-beams where it's been laser cut.
Yeah.
The buildings.
Yeah.
How many buildings you crash up top and it falls down like a fucking perfect demolition? I mean, it was.
Yeah, they show that. They show the cuts.
And what was that for? So we can go to get the oil to send Halliburton over there, who Dick Cheney and George Bush own huge
Dick
amounts
Cheney,
of stock.
Yeah,
in.
Dick Cheney got rich off of that.
You
yeah.
Know. I know that.
Well, they needed a reason to go to war, and I understand that.
That's one conspiracy. So what makes you think that this could be a conspiracy
but
to push another?
Okay. Well, 9/11 got me going because this. Okay, if you ever seen the demolition building, okay,
yeah,
and people can fight this all they want, but goddamn it, there's no way that motherfucking building would have felt like that because the plane top it crashed at the top. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's no way, but stop because they
I'm
said
not
gonna
say anything until you finish.
Okay, but check it out. This is my other thing. This is what got me. I don't know if you heard this stat. This is I found out yesterday. 9/11, September 11th, right? It happened. FEMA, you know what FEMA is, right?
Yeah, I know what FEMA.
FEMA arrived in New York City for a crazy gigantic thing. On, guess when?
9/10.
Okay, check it out. Fucking there's some shit that happened in Europe.
There's
the London bombings.
Subway bombings.
Okay. Yeah. There was a bunch of businesses that did a drill early in the morning. They first got to work. They did a drill. You know what the drill was? This is what you're going to do in case a bunch of bombs go off. You guys are all going to evacuate here. So they did the drill. They didn't ask no questions, did the drill. They went back to work. An hour later, a bunch of bombs went off. They knew what to do. And the government had some crazy thing like FEMA, like the search kind of thing there. Okay. Sandy Hook. The U.S. What is it? The one of those National Guard people, whatever. They were.
It was FEMA as well.
And FEMA, they were having a big, gigantic event 30 minutes down the road.
From Sandy Hook?
From Sandy Hook. From
Sandy Hook.
The day it happened, the very single, exactly the same hours. And the fire department in Sandy Hook has been training with National Guard for this whole last year.
Crisis management.
For
right?
Crisis management. And the team, the FEMA team that was there the day of, was there doing a practice operation on a kid's trauma. That's all proven facts. That's like not a joke. Now, what threw me off the most over all that, and I forgot what theory I was in, but yeah, that's nuts, right? That all that shit went down.
It's a pretty big coincidence.
The Sandy Hook happened on the 14th, right? December 14th. Yeah. There's a website. They fucking found all these websites that the Sandy Hook, you know, the where you collect money, whatever, you know, you go to
donation
the website.
Donation part, yeah.
The website opened on the 10th.
Really? For Sandy Hook?
And then there was another one where, you know, when someone dies, they do a memorial site.
Yeah.
Well, there's one lady. It's a big famous one. This guy, he's like big talker or whatever. His daughter's memorial site went up like an hour after the shooting when they had no idea who's, you know, no one was allowed in school. They had no idea who was dead, who wasn't. His daughter's website was already up with pictures posted saying how she died and everything before he even knew she died. But that same daughter, there's a picture of her with Barack Obama 2 weeks later.
All right, I'm going to go one by one with your conspiracy theories.
I'll just watch that video.
No, I will. I did watch it, but I watched it again just to look at that. But, okay, one by one with your conspiracy theories. So, for 9/11, let's start off with that one. Because I agree that, you know, that Dick Cheney and President Bush did get rich because they did own a shitload of stock for Halliburton.
KBR and shit,
KBR especially was a big one for them. And, by the way, they had to switch their name because they got in trouble for a lot of shit. But, But yeah, they could. But you're assuming that, okay, they wanted to start a big fucking war that would bankrupt our country, which it did. It bankrupted our country. We had no way of paying for this war. They
probably weren't planning on that, yeah.
Well, I don't
think... They had to plan on that.
I don't
think
they care. I mean, it... I don't care if everybody else doesn't have money. If I've got $2,000 billion, you know, who gives a shit?
You should give a shit. You're ruining people's lives.
Do they really? Don't. They went to war. They took a country to war.
Okay, but okay, you're killing. You have to be a fucked up individual to allow people to get killed in a. How many? I don't know how many people were in the towers, but let's say like 50,000, right?
I think only 2,000 people died.
All right, 2,000. Let's go with that number. Mm. You gotta be a fucked up person to allow 2,000 people to get killed.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, jet fuel burns at a fucking high level.
Okay.
So which melted all the fucking cement, all the concrete, which then melted all the fucking infrastructure in the middle. That's how it
took out. The top.
Yeah, but it was built, the main structure was built in the middle, the base of it was built in the middle, it was.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, now it's built in the middle. Back then, before that, it was built like X's on the outside.
Okay.
So that's how the strength was held. So if the top collapsed, yeah, it kind of is weird how it fell, but... When the top collapsed, that just crumpled all the fucking metal underneath it. It couldn't hold the fucking building up.
You should watch some of the conspiracy theories.
I did watch them, and I think they're it's like the moon landing. Come on, moon landing.
You've got it blowing up top, and then there's little explosions going off at the bottom.
Yeah, they are going off on the bottom.
And then it starts coming down. Yep. So you're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Okay, I gotta watch that again. But it's like the fucking moon landing. Like people still think the moon landing didn't happen. It did happen.
Well, there's no wind in the moon, and the flag is fucking waving.
It's watch. Watch Mythbusters. Mythbusters did that, like, two episodes on the moon landing.
Even if the
and they
moon
even
landing
said,
happened or not, what was the big draw for the moon landing? I mean, what would the
it was who
be
to
for?
Get to... No, it was who... us versus Russia. Yeah, space rush. Like, we space were...
Race.
Back then... Yeah, back then, you know, we were scared of Russia having nuclear power and being able to go to space and fucking nuke us. I mean, they had nuke drills all the time, but...
they beat us to space.
Oh,
yeah, they did. They but we beat them to the moon. So that was...
Allegedly.
A big win. Allegedly. Okay, so that's 9/11, right? So, you know, I'll watch the videos again, but you gotta, look at my point too, though. I mean, nobody's that fucked up to do that to their own country, you know? Especially Bush with his, his dad being such a diehard fucking American, you know? He is. He really is. But, so then let's take the FEMA thing, for instance. FEMA, I think FEMA's headquarters is in New York. So, that explains that situation. Like, FEMA could be there, because it's their headquarters. I don't know. Okay, Europe. Let's take that one, for example. Okay, Europe, I'm not sure. I think they do have, like, monthly or something drills of, like... what to do, terrorist drills and shit. So that could explain that. Maybe it just was a coincidence that it happened on the same day.
I think it's pretty funny, though, that with our theories, we don't have to say, well, maybe, as much as you have to try and fucking prove it wrong.
I feel like you're part of these theories. You're sweating right now trying to explain
this. I'm not sweating. I'm not sweating.
But I swear to God, this is a coincidence.
I just don't believe in... I believe in some conspiracies and like JFK. But let's do a final thought. We give you your final thought. Final thought for you, Token Square.
Okay, my final thought, if it did happen, you know, I feel sorry for all the families out there as well. But I'm kind of on the fence. I honestly think this is, I'm leaning more towards it was something that was made up kind of thing. I really do.
Okay.
Like gun control shit.
Yeah, I think it was more something that the media has put into effect to try and, you know, get that gun control law passed. Because, honestly, I think, you know, they do it everywhere. Propaganda happened in Nazi Germany. It happens in China today. They can't even watch news from anywhere else, you know. Governments do manipulate people. And for you to think that's not true, you're kind of, you know, you'd have to be kind of ignorant to think that someone's not going to try and manipulate you. They tell you things to make you vote the way they want.
Okay, my final thought, and I'll wrap it up quick. No, I don't think it was conspiracy. Reason being, I laid out my points, but at the same time, Americans are not stupid. We're going to figure something. We're going to figure it out either way. One way or another, it's going to come to media and it's going to show the truth. Look at the fucking Notre Dame guy. We found out the truth within a couple hours. So we're going to find out the truth of this. So
a couple hours. That happened months ago.
Yeah, but we found out the truth, right? And it was just about a girlfriend. And we're not going to find out the truth about kids. We're not going to find out the truth about this. And that should lead us to our another subject. Lance Armstrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't know who Lance Armstrong is. He's the guy who got cancer. Now he has one nut. And he won, like, a million Tour de France's or France, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Take that, French assholes.
Yeah. Dicks.
And, you know, he's like a cancer inspiration. You know, people everywhere. He's a big deal, you know. Came from that crazy surgery to, you know, doing it supposedly all natural. Now it's coming out that it's not natural. He did steroids, and they kept denying it. But, you know, Oprah, can't lie to Oprah.
Can't lie to Oprah.
Oprah got the...
I think you can't lie to Oprah's money.
Come on, tell us the truth.
So yeah, he confessed to Oprah, told her everything. And he's a druggie. He's a fucking steroid freak.
Apparently him and Barry Bonds used to go to the gym together.
They used to work out together. But what do you expect? I expect athletes in that caliber to be using some kind of enhancement drug. And then like I was saying earlier, the enhancement drug, steroids, it's going to give you a boost, yes, of course. It's going to give you an edge. However, you still have to put in the work. You're still going to have to get on the bike, ride 8-9 hours a day, train your ass off just for them to work. So he did really put in the work. He shouldn't have lied about it, maybe, but I guarantee you there's more than just him and the cycle world that use steroids.
I think we should just say forget about steroids and just let them use the steroids if they want. Then we'll just have, it'll be an even playing field. You'll have 35 fucking muscle-bound dickheads, you know, riding their bikes, but who cares? Because they're all even and they all are on steroids.
Exactly.
Know?
That's a good point. Yeah. It's like, who gets the best steroids after that?
My deal is the shit.
No, really, though. I mean, it's you know, they even call it a performance enhancer. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's true. Like, I always said that. Like, you know, like when, what's his name from the Chargers? What was the fuck? Lights out.
Sayo?
No, that's Sayo. Sayo killed himself.
Yeah, Sayo did steroids too.
No, Merriman. Merriman. He was about to beat every fucking sack record out there. He was just killing it. Just everything. To cut the final, he was on steroids. It was like, goddamn. Why don't everyone do steroids? Fucking, let's watch that football game.
That'd be a badass, you know what I mean? Game. It was like, another player got ripped in half today.
Do you remember that game, NFL Blitz?
Yeah.
It'll be like the real life version of NFL Blitz, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, or NBA Jam would be the same fucking thing.
NBA players on fucking steroids. Imagine those dunks.
Fucking big and shit, yeah.
Just, every ball would just go through the fucking rim, just bend it if they miss.
They'd have to make the basketball courts out of concrete and stuff.
Balls out of steel and shit. They're dribbling bowling balls and shit down the road.
They get on fire so the fucking nets light up and shit.
They literally catch fire because they're going so fast.
That would be awesome. But I think what do you expect from our athletes nowadays? Well, you're expecting them to compete at that high level. They're going to want an edge. You know, they're going to want some edge, and they're going to find it in steroids, some other performance enhancing thing that you know, they haven't banned it yet. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I'm not really mad at Lance for doing them, but don't lie. I mean, if you get caught, don't fucking continually lie and then lie. And now you're coming out, it makes you seem like a fucking prick.
Well,
you
know? If you ask me, when it comes down to it, he has one nut. So, like, the steroids just kind of puts him, like, evens him back out. You know what I mean?
He's only half the man I am.
Yeah.
He's only half of a man.
Yeah, we shouldn't be so hard on him because, well, you know, he's just trying to get back to the normal level. Yeah, that's
probably
all.
Probably. It's going to suck how much money he has to pay back, too. To all his sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
That's bullshit. Just like when Tiger Woods got caught cheating on his wife and everyone was not sponsoring him anymore. It's like, dude, you sponsored him because he fucking was an awesome golfer. You sponsored Lance Armstrong because he got your product name out there like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
People are not going to stop wearing Nikes because fucking
Kobe
Tiger Woods fucking, you know, boned some lady. They're not going to, you know what?
I'm going to wear more Nikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of them.
Shit, they get you laid like that? Huh. Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. Like Lance Armstrong, all his sponsors, he has to pay back. That's bullshit. Because unless somewhere in the contract it says, we're only sponsoring you if you don't do steroids. If that's not written in the contract, if I was him, I'd be like, bullshit.
Pretty much.
I'm paying you shit.
And then how much money did he make then? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much revenue did he bring in that those companies? I guarantee you
they should
a
give
lot.
That back to us.
Exactly. Yeah, they should give the fans back that fucking revenue.
Oh, sorry for buying our fucking drinks and shit because it was fake.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. We sponsored a fake athlete.
Yeah, really? Dude. These are sponsors just taking advantage of a guy. Just like when back like Reggie Bush in USC, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they took fucking USC's trophy away. They took the Heisman Trophy away from him. And all that shit. Okay, I understand maybe taking the national championship away from USC because they fucked up.
Yeah.
But fucking Reggie Bush as a person, he was just like, all right, yeah, I'll play here. You know, give me money. Cool. He was still the best player. The money he got paid didn't make him a better player.
Yep.
The fact is, he was the best player that year, and he deserves the fucking Heisman. Now, his name should still be in the books as a Heisman Trophy winner. Just because he got paid for it does not make him less of an athlete that year. You know what I mean?
He was good enough to get paid for it.
Sure. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? That should say something.
Man. Yeah. Man. I mean, he should have got paid more then than he now. Yeah. If you ask me. Actually, he's doing good in Miami.
Well, I think college athletes take a big risk, you know, especially like playing football. Take a big risk playing football, and they don't get paid for it. That's bullshit.
It's true. I mean, you blow your knee out in college. Oh well, you better hope you got some money to pay the rest of your schooling because you lose your scholarship.
Do they like cut your scholarship?
Yeah, yeah. Part of your scholarship is a play.
Yeah, they cut it.
You usually got to be a starter. Yeah.
If you like get a career-ending injury in college, they'll finish that year of your scholarship. Next year, you're on your own.
Yeah.
See how fucked up is that?
It's pretty.
What you gotta do what Barkley did. Wait till your senior year. Then get injured. That way, he don't have to worry about practicing. He can just fucking get with all the college chicks he can before he graduates and fucking quit football. I like how he waited. He's all, you know, I could probably win the Heisman this year. Then when that was out the window, he's like, oh, I'm hurting so bad. Oh, guys, yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna play today either.
Yeah.
Too hungover. I mean, my arm hurts.
That's a smart idea because I never understood that. Like South Park brought it. Have you ever seen that episode of South Park?
Yes, I have.
Cartman came into the fucking one of the colleges and it was like he acted like Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, Colonel Sanders and shit. It was fucking hilarious. They brought up that good point. I think they should get paid. I don't see why they don't. They make the fucking school lots of money. Reggie Bush, I guarantee he brought in.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I went to so many of those fucking games.
Exactly. He brought in so much money for that shit. So it's ridiculous.
Talking about football, I noticed they were doing a lot of research on head injuries and like people committing suicide with the Junior Seau. You brought that up earlier. But I don't know if it's so much just about their head injuries because people have been playing football for years and, you know.
Yeah, they don't kill themselves.
I think it might have something to do with the steroids because Junior Seau was caught doing steroids at one point.
Was he really?
I mean, and a lot of these guys, they need to look more into that than anything, you know. They say, you know, there's this thing where it'll shrink your brain and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's not really what makes someone commit suicide. I mean, it's
yeah, look, look at Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. They all use steroids. Yeah. Maybe they make you sleep with, like, more women or something. I don't know. But those motherfuckers all use steroids. So
yeah.
Why do we have to hold one person up above another, you know what I mean? Actors are the same way. They use steroids. I guarantee you they do.
Yeah. We were talking about that before, I think, that Sylvester Stallone got caught coming back from where, Australia or something.
Yeah,
like
and he didn't give a shit.
Steroids.
He was like, I'm 75. Give me a fucking break.
So how much do you want to fine me? Because I'll write the check right now.
I own half a planet.
That should be a rule, too. Like, you know, when you start hitting that old age, you know your body doesn't develop the whatever the mineral the fucking vibe to build muscle you actually but I feel like when you get to that point where your body starts building muscle, fuck yeah, you should be allowed to do steroids. Because I mean, fuck, you need something, dude. That's bullshit. I mean, you let these girls get plastic surgery and facelifts, right? Then guys should be able to fucking take steroids.
That is a fucking good point.
Well, that's why I said it. I didn't say that a bad point.
I never looked at it that way, but that totally makes sense, you know, when you say it like that. It really does.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, well, like, guys, maybe some guys just want to stay young, too. And steroids gives you that kick, you know?
Maybe you've had that experience, then, where you're, like, looking at some chick from behind, like, ooh, she looks nice. Look at that rack. And then you walk up, and she turns around, and she's, like, 90 with her face all wrinkled. You're like, oh, what the fuck happened?
Turn back around. I was having more fun when you were that way. Well, what were we talking about? But
take a swig of your drink and forget everything.
Well, yeah, that's what it was. I ran out of beer, and I'll be back. You guys need one?
Yes, sir. Please. All
right. Try to keep this shit interesting.
We'll talk about you then.
That's very interesting.
No, we'll talk shit about you. Is what I meant.
Good luck.
What about the other story about Puke? Why Puke's not here?
Oh yeah. We got a. we didn't get. Puke got his first hate email from his username is left.open. I don't know what that means, but that was his name. And basically, he wrote Puke about last week's episode, calling him a fucking non-American and because of the comments he made about 9/11 and...
We're all Americans because we live in fucking America.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not American. I'm American.
But he basically wrote Puke, and he was telling him like, "How could you say that about 9/11? You know, you're not an American. You're racist and shit."
You know, he's gonna really hate us after this episode.
I mean, we totally agree with this guy. Left out open. We try to tell Puke that he's not an American all the time, but he doesn't listen to us. Yeah, he was just going off on Puke, and
and Puke got intimidated, so
he was scared.
We put him on paid leave.
He's been crying ever since.
I haven't seen him.
He was like that guy that the Ravens fan who was crying about his team. I can't handle this anymore. Please. Daddy, I can't handle this, Dad.
Dude, did you see that video?
No, dude's like 50 years old. He's fucking crying. And his kids are making fun of him. Like, nah, look at my dad. Nah. His son's all slapping the dad in the back of the head.
And his son was like wearing the opposite jersey, wasn't he?
He was wearing it. He was just wearing that white one. Then his dad calls him in the middle of the game and he answers the phone. This dude's like 50, right? And his dad calls, "Hi, yeah!"
That shit was fucking hilarious, man. Puke got the same way. So,
that's why he's not here.
Yeah, after we read him the email.
What happened is we read him that email, he pulled his American flag bandana off his head. Took his Ray-Bans, shoved them in his pocket.
So he threw his aviators in the trash.
Yeah, that's right.
And said, "Fuck this, I'm out."
He got a Craftsman wrench and started hitting himself with it.
Threw all that shit away. Crashed his Ford truck.
Yep. Yeah. So left open. I mean, your email got to him, dude. So congratulations, I guess. That was our first hate email.
Whoa. But yeah, I knew. Look, we talked more shit about that right now than he did, so go ahead and yell at me and see what happens. Call me not American, motherfucker. See what happens there. Most American guy you know.
Next time you write us an email like that, just leave your address, alongside with that, or phone number or something.
And if it's like fucking 33277 blah 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 street, Mexico. They fucking save it.
Yeah, why are you emailing us?
Or if you're Canadian, I don't even want to. I'm not even acknowledging you.
You're Canadian, we'll just run over. It's
probably from Texas.
Or Arizona.
Well, Texas is its own country.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Know that?
They run their own shit.
The Great Republic of Texas.
Well, Puke is gone. So, I don't want to get a beer. I want to look at the scores, but I'm going to go and not look at it. As we know right now, on Sunday, we got two games, you know, the last two, the championship games, Niners and Falcons, Ravens and Patriots, so we'll find out who's going to Super Bowl this week, tomorrow.
What's your prediction, Scoopy? I want to hear it.
Really?
Two teams that make it to the Super Bowl from that.
Niners for sure on the NFC, I know that one for a fact, okay? Like, I'm calling that one, that's for sure.
All right.
Okay, I don't know the fucking... all the fucking stats and shit like Puke would know, but just what I've seen and the teams I'm watching, and like, don't get me wrong, the Falcons are good. Like, they proved themselves. They actually won a playoff game. Surprised the fuck out of me. I thought Tony Gonzalez would go his whole career that way in the playoff
game. Yeah, that would have sucked.
Not for me. I would have laughed my ass off. Yeah, so I think the Niners are going to take it just because they just got that fire in them. And last year they lost this exact game, and I don't know if you saw that commercial. That guy, he thought it was last year. Turns out he was wrong. But this year is their year.
Got it. Yeah. So, I did see that one.
So yeah, Niners got it. And then I would like to see the Ravens go, just to see the fucking brothers fight each other in Super Bowl, Harbaugh brothers.
Yeah.
But with the Patriots, those guys are always good.
Yeah,
but like Token to me, you're talking about it. Token brought up that Patriots, like, you know, what'd you call it? The Ravens or what?
They're kryptonite.
Kryptonite, that's what you said, yeah. The kryptonite to the Patriots, man. Like, that's one of their toughest teams to play against, you know. Thing about it is when you're watching the Patriots in the playoffs, you never know. So,
yeah.
Ravens look like they might go the whole way. Ray Lewis might get the Super Bowl in his last year, which, that'd be a cool story or whatever.
Yeah, I would...
But
so do you think that's all a conspiracy too?
Could be.
I'm just kidding.
They're not letting Ray Lewis.
My mama said foosball's the devil anyway.
So you're saying 49ers and Patriots?
I'm saying 49ers and whoever wins the AFC.
All right, who wins the Super Bowl?
Got to be the 49ers if he can't even call an AFC team. I know, right?
Just 49ers.
I say the AFC got it this year.
Okay. Ooh, good call.
All right, what about you, Token Squared?
I'm going in Atlanta, the sleeper, because nobody thinks they're going to do it. I think they'll beat San Francisco. San Francisco doesn't have what it takes. They've never been in this position with Kaepernick, you know. The other players have been there a little bit, but Kaepernick's never been there. It's going to be a hard stage for him to step up on and, you know, really succeed.
Yeah.
They did beat Green Bay, who was not the Green Bay of old. They're an old team now. They're not as good as they used to be. Everyone playing all this thing. Green Bay was not a good team this year. If they would have played Seattle last week, they would have got stomped again. And Atlanta actually looked really good against Seattle, even though they almost gave it away because, Seattle's a pretty good team, and they actually triumphed and beat them. So I'm saying it's going to probably be Atlanta, and I'm going to say Baltimore.
Wow, two underdogs.
Yeah.
And who wins the Super Bowl?
I'd go Baltimore.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with Token Squared a little bit there. I'm going to say I'm going to stick with my team, the Falcons. You know, I said it before. I said it when the playoffs started, Falcons were going to go it all the way, and I'm still sticking to that. So Falcons win Sunday, and they win the Super Bowl. As far as Patriots versus Baltimore, I would like to see Baltimore go, but Tom Brady,
has his dick in your mouth all the time.
When he doesn't, he's unpredictable when it comes to the playoffs. He is just always... on his game. Like, I seen him play last weekend, and he doesn't get rattled. Like, he's calm throughout the whole time. Like, see some quarterbacks...
When they're winning. Have you seen him when they're losing? He is nuts. He's garbage. Back. He's terrible when they're losing.
Yeah, but say...
Terrible.
But I think he has the potential to be one of the greatest quarterbacks. And I think as long as he stays calm and he stays, you know, patient the way he has been doing recently, he can go all the way and make that team even better.
We're not talking about his chances with you. We're talking about football.
Oh, he could definitely go
all the way with me for sure. That's on the table. I'm just laying it out there. But no, I would say Patriots and then my underdog team, the Falcons, take it all.
Well, so. I kind of like your picks a little bit, but I'm just going to put it out there for all you Patriot fans, even though there's not as many of you now since the bandwagon has left the building. Everybody's on the San Francisco now. Those old Patriot fans are now wearing red.
All the California fans now are fucking San Francisco fans for some reason.
Well, all the Patriot old fans are now San Francisco fans. It's bandwagon.
Yeah.
But for you people out there that Patriot fans, sorry, but you know they haven't been the same team since they got caught cheating.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to win all your games when you know what the other team's calling, you know? So
now that they got caught cheating,
you know,
it's over.
They haven't won a game since they traded what's his name to the Colts. What's the kicker's name?
Vinatieri.
Vinatieri. Yeah.
They haven't won They haven't won the Super Bowl since Vinatieri's been a Colt.
Well, Vinatieri was
that
was a kicker.
Yeah, he was
he was a great kicker. He still is a great kicker.
Yeah. And he's 90. Like, he's in a walker out there, and fucking he's got a little scooter rascal, and he fucking zzz, boom, kicks the ball and shit. I mean, it's crazy.
No, I think the best kicker in the NFL is Raiders kicker.
Oh, Sebastian. Oh, I love Sebastian Fatikowski.
He is so fat and overweight.
That motherfucker brings a beer out to the field with him.
Like, we need you to kick it. He's like, let me put my cigarette out of my 40 real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Like he just seems like a gangster. Like, all he does is, like, they call him up and like, we need you to go kick. Yeah,
all
right.
All he does is
I feel like if you talk to him, all he'd tell you is, I kick balls. I kick far.
I bet you he gets a lot of fucking tail, too.
Oh, I guarantee you.
And when he's done with them, I guarantee he kicks him to the curb. Like, not his curb, like the neighbor down the street's curb.
Yeah. I just imagine him, like, you know, they're telling him, go run a mile, and he's like, why?
I kick ball.
I'll kick the ball.
Why do I need to run? I just kick it and that's it, right? It goes in those two fucking poles and that's it.
Like, pretty soon he's gonna have a golf cart that he takes to the fucking
parks it right by the ball, kicks it.
Dude, you know the injury cart they fucking pick everyone up on? He's just gonna be riding on the back of it and they're gonna drop him off. And he's still gonna, and that's when he's gonna kick his 80-yard fucking field goal. Dude.
Yeah, probably.
He is gonna be the one player that's gonna break the record.
Oh, sure.
He's got a leg for days. I would bet he could probably kick a 75.
And I guarantee that the year or whatever that he does it next year, two players are gonna do it. Just the way it works out.
Yeah, probably.
He's probably gonna shoot steroids straight into their leg
and get as good as him.
He's got all that weight behind it. That's kind of what he does.
Like his,
he leads with his gut. That's what it is. Yeah.
It looks like they give him a jersey too small or someone's size too small.
They keep upgrading his jersey. He just keeps getting bigger.
It's his little brother's shirt.
I thought you said you ordered a jersey for a kicker. Like,
what is that?
You got your fucking center kicking. Yeah. What's going on?
He's like I think he is the fattest kicker in the NFL right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Which
he's
hilarious.
A big guy. He's like 6'4", like 260 or something. He's like a big guy.
He could play another position. Like,
oh,
tight end. He's built like
if
a tight
end. If he wasn't lazy, he probably could. I guarantee you he's lazy. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he just goes out there and kicks.
I wouldn't
it.
Tell him that, dude.
I'm
not going to tell him that to
he'll
his
kick
face.
Your
he'll kick your nuts out your eyeballs.
We'll say that to his face, or I'll say it behind his back.
He's probably got a mean back kick, too.
Yeah, he's a great, great fucking player. You can tell. Hey, I want to know where the year is now. 2013, as our listeners know right now.
What the fuck?
Can you believe that? 2013. Where the fuck is all our future shit? Like, where's my fucking hoverboard that Back to the Future promised me? Where's my flying car? Where's my fucking, you know, lift to fucking a condo in space and shit? I don't have any of that. The Jetsons lied to me. Fucking,
you know what I want from the Jetsons? A fucking teleporter.
That's all I was going to say.
Exactly.
You know
that's
how,
all I want.
You know how cool that would be? Fucking, I'm late for work. Nah, it's not a big deal. Bam, I'm still good.
Exactly.
Traffic. Boom. Yeah. Fuck traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Captain
think...
Sleeper be teleporting out all, like, NSYNC's fucking...
Oh,
yeah.
Backstage room and stuff.
Yeah. I do that right
we
now.
We have Justin Bieber here every week, dude.
I go see the Jonas Brothers and shit.
Yeah, but you do that without a teleporter.
Yeah, exactly. But no, where's all our future shit? I mean, Jetsons, like, okay, we kind of have some of the stuff that Jetsons had, like, you know, communicating with our boss, like, via Skype and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, notepads and stuff like that, but I don't think we'll ever have a flying car. I wouldn't trust myself with
a
flying car.
They have a flying car, if you want to be, like, technical.
I guess, but, you know, when is it going
to
be mainstream?
I want it to sound like this, when it goes down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're never going to have real flying cars, because, listen... We're bad at driving now on the road. Like, we're seriously... There's some fucking horrible drivers out there. And then if you forget to gas up, and what the fuck is going to happen when you're all the way in the air and you're going to fucking...
You're talking about, like, Fifth Element shit.
But yeah. I'm saying, they promised us. I mean, the future, every future movie. Back to Future.
Well, let's go find Future and beat his ass. And fucking break our
promise. Wasn't that the guy in 8 Mile? Future?
Yeah. Let's go beat him up.
Let's beat them both of his ass.
You fucking liar.
You son of a bitch.
Promise.
We'll kick you back to 6 Mile.
That's why I like, you know, that's why I like.
Hey, what about the robot fucking maids?
Where are they at?
I understand they got, you know, they got.
I got one, but she's not made out of nuts and bolts.
Hey. You still got nuts and bolts.
Hey, they really got robot, like, fuck buddies, you know, like,
I've seen
the Asians.
That.
And
yeah.
Then these things look like fucking people.
Yeah.
And they fuck them. That's all they're there for. And they dress them up. But they don't cook and clean, so they're fucking useless.
Pretty much. After like, you have sex with them, you just lay there.
You already got a hand, so why the fuck are you going to buy a robot that can't cook for you? This is bullshit.
And the robots are not cheap either, I heard. They're like $12,000, $13,000.
Yeah. That's I'd rather expensive. Go buy a non-flying car.
Yeah. non-flying
you could probably car. For $12,000 or $13,000 get like one of those mail-order brides or something.
Yeah, exactly. Order them from Russia or whatever. Yeah.
At least they'll try to clean.
But, you know, I couldn't, that's why the reason I like Looper, too, because if you've seen the cars there, you see that fucking tube, that plastic tube that, like, it's went like to the muffler or something.
It's a solar thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it didn't even tell what the point was for that shit, but, I mean, eventually, I guess it made some kind of difference.
I guess. I don't know. That's kind of, I think, the limiting factor, too, on a lot of this. Your flying car and stuff is we don't have that fuel source or that kind of energy where we can get it to work.
Yeah.
I'm thinking probably something magnetic or, you know, something like that.
It has to be something where
you're some kind of repulsor.
That you can't, it's harder to crash than anything else. Because, like...
Well, what about, I mean, if you had stuff riding in, like, magnetic fields, then it wouldn't be able to crash because they, you know, repulse each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
true,
know?
True.
Just
that.
Have everything working at a different frequency or something.
That's
fucking high tech. My head just exploded. My nose is bleeding.
We just crashed all our fucking listeners'
brains
right there.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, because even if it was electric, you think about it. Like, how many people forget to charge their phones at night? Like,
yeah, but it's a car. I don't know if I'd forget to charge my car.
You don't forget to charge your car. Do you forget to, like, change your oil sometimes?
Nope.
Rotate your tires?
Just don't do it.
See? That's exactly what I'm talking about. There's people out there that don't have as much care and maintenance that they put into their car.
You know what? Actually, I've been reading like articles and they say, you know, changing your oil is not really good for your car as much as they say every 3,000, but they say actually 10,000 miles.
Yeah, I believe that. I know that for a fact, but I don't think future cars is anywhere near in the future. I think self-driving cars are in the future. They have it now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Fuck, self-driving cars, that's all I need.
Exactly, that's all we need too. But, I mean, there'd be so many fucking drunk drivers on the road after that.
If we had teleporters, we wouldn't need cars, so.
But yeah, you gotta build a whole new infrastructure for that.
Not really, you get a teleporter and it teleports you somewhere.
It's not like Star Trek where you can just like get beamed somewhere, you know what I mean?
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, you have to build a whole new infrastructure, you'll have to build a way to do it that it just won't, you know, it's going to be too expensive. We need to work on what we have now.
Well, what do we have now?
Well, look at the, I don't know if you guys seen the commercials for the MKZ, the new,
it's going to be Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah, yeah.
And Lincoln has its own company now.
Yeah, I know. They Ford sold it. They have the new vehicle that they just came out with that has a way to detect the lines next to you, like to stay in your lane and shit, and like it'll turn the wheel for you when you're, like, gonna hit the line or whatever. And then the,
What if you're on, like, a dirt road?
That's fucked up.
If you're on a dirt road, it's not gonna work.
Well,
I'm saying
we're trying to change lanes and shit.
Well, no,
like, I gotta get over. This is my fucking exit.
Well, you have to
signal. This is my car, motherfucker!
That's the thing. You have to signal. If you don't signal, it doesn't indicate that you're trying to move over. It's just gonna assume that you're not trying to move over.
So
it makes you drive better, too, because it makes you signal, makes you do shit like that.
So if you're doing stuff like that, does it tend to be artificial intelligence, or are you going to have to pre-program everything?
No. So what it does...
It's going to be a learning system.
No, it has sensors. So it looks... And it has cameras. So it looks at the lines and shit, and it keeps you within those lines. And it computes at milliseconds. So it computes faster than...
So fender bender is going to be super expensive now.
Well, no. Even though the fender bender, it doesn't even have... You can't even do a fender bender, because what it has is adaptive cruise control, where it looks at... There's a camera facing the outwards, forward... Looks at the car in front of you,
so
it keeps the speed based off of that car.
Okay, well, so it has some kind of force field for the car behind you.
Well, no, what I'm saying though, it's obviously not gonna. If somebody's gonna hit you from behind, it's gonna hit you.
So instead of fender benders, it's gonna cost a lot more money.
Think about it though. It has. I seen a commercial with a reviewer guy that actually tested it. Like he said, this car can actually drive by itself. You just turn on the active cruise control, and it does it checks the lanes for you. And just, he literally drove with no hands for like a whole way.
But what happens when that system fails? Because it's technology, it's bound to fail.
But is it though? I mean, technology usually is not the one that fails, it's the user
that's
fails.
Not true.
It is true. Yeah. I work in technology, I know.
Okay.
People break shit.
Yes, the user, most of the time, the user makes the error, but technology is bound to fail because you're bound to have your conflicts of, you know, your systems and your programs. It's going to conflict somewhere, and then when that conflict happens, it doesn't know what to do. And it just crashes.
Yeah, because
every system.
On that, he did that. It was an exit coming up, and it was about to get off the exit, but it couldn't read the lines because they were so, like...
Too many dashes or
something. Yeah, too many gashes and stuff, so it couldn't tell where the lines were. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. But, you know, still, at the same time, it's exciting to know that that's coming.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I can give you that. It is exciting to see that, but... I don't know. I'm still... I want a fucking teleporter.
You just want to wake up, roll out of bed, and fucking just jump into that teleporter.
I just want like a teleporter right by my bed so I can just roll out and like fucking fall into work.
No, I want to like advance like a teleporter 2.1 or a teleporter 2000. Where not only do you fall into your teleporter and go to work, it gets you dressed too. You're already getting your shit. You're already getting your shit scrambled anyway. You might as well scramble yourself some clothes. You know.
In that case, why don't we just have active holograms where, you know, we just send our hologram to work and it
can do our job for us. Yeah, exactly. Or Avatar, you know what I'm saying? Like, go out there and work for, go out and work for us and make us some fucking money.
Since you're a technology buff here, a little bit sleeper, do you think that AI is a good idea, the artificial intelligence, or do you think it's going to go, you know, Skynet on us and try to fucking kill us? Because I think it would.
Kind of, I think we're a long way from Skynet. Like,
no, 2006 happened.
Yeah.
I think we're a long way from what Skynet is capable of and understanding. Yes. Like, that's too far away for us right now.
Well, because how it can manipulate all the machines. Yes,
exactly. That's why they got to stop making movies about the future that happen in 2026. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be...
how are you going to make a movie about the future in, like, 1930? Because that's the past, bro.
Yeah, good point. I mean, I'm just saying, like, have more accurate, at least... Don't get my hopes up. Getting my hopes up.
How can we be accurate about something we don't know about yet, though?
True, but just, you got, like, Back to the Future got my hopes up about the hoverboard. Everybody wanted a hoverboard.
Maybe we should just set them in, like, since we're in, like, 2013 now, set them in, like, 3060, and then it could be whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We'll never see it, exactly.
Have you ever ridden a penny board?
A what?
A penny board. It's like a hoverboard.
I never rode
it. It's pretty smooth.
Is it really? It's like a hoverboard?
Fuck yeah.
Like it goes and like it hovers off the ground? Like,
you think you're hovering.
All right, yeah. See, that's what I want. Like, where's my fucking hoverboard? Where's my Nikes that fucking, I press a button and the fucking thing like daps to my foot? Like,
actually, you can buy those. They have the
do they really?
Back to the Future Nikes are like $190.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Not that bad.
Pumps were close. Like pumps, remember those pumps back in the day? I used to own some.
They got in, it's
yeah,
the
you still wear pumps, but not the Nike pump up.
It's to pop up my
boot. The Marty McFly's and you press a button and it has the lights on and everything.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I used to wear the real pumps though, like back in elementary school. I used to think that
like
they would
pumps
help me. No. And I used to think that helped me, but you know, I don't think we're really close to AI technology as far as, you know, sky, you know. I don't think we're that close yet. I do want to see that because I do want to be able to have something like my car. I want it to be able to think for itself. You know what I mean? And I think there's a big benefit
but
in that.
Don't you think that's going to make us stupider?
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course it's going to make us stupider.
Like, back in the day, people who knew mathematical problems in their head really fast. Everyone's a calculator now. Fuck that.
Yeah. True, but okay.
I don't know. I know 5 phone numbers off the top of my head. I used to know 60, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Phones. Yeah. I don't know anybody's phone number except when my own.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. If I lose my phone and you want me to call you, I'm not going to call you.
You're fucked. Yeah, pretty much fucked.
Yeah, you will. You'll be like, hey.
Is your number 911? Because that's the only number I remember.
But I think having tedious kind of things get taken away from us allow us to concentrate on more advanced stuff, advanced solutions. So I think, you know, let's say we have a self-driving car, we will have to think less during our ride to work. So when we get to work, we're ready to work. We're ready to think. We're ready to adapt on our feet.
See, I would just be passed out, sleeping.
So would I. The whole time to work, right?
Yeah.
But when you get to work, you'll be ready to go, right?
Sure.
And you'll have more concentration. You won't have fucking guy that you almost ran into. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have that. It's going to be a smoother ride to work. So I think, AI technology is a good thing for us. How do you feel about it?
It's whatever, dude. I mean, we do get more done because of technology, just because, you know, obviously it's why we made it. Like for example, if I'm on a certain city and doing a job and I need to send pictures or I got to send, you know, files or whatever to someone, you know, 300 miles away, and you know, so we know what we're talking about, boom. Or if I need to talk to somebody and show them what I'm talking about, I can talk to them, you know, like Back to Future shit,
yeah,
on a fucking, you know, looks like a fucking piece of paper, but it's a video. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing their face, they're seeing my face. I mean, that's all Back to Future shit. So I mean, that helps out a lot.
And you can show them the job, like show them, hey, this is how it looks now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then, like, I'm not carrying around a fucking filing cabinet with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Everything's just downloaded on what I got. So, I mean, that helps a lot, too. Especially paperwork-wise, shit like that. And then the cars driving themselves and shit, I'm probably not going to go too far with that. Like, I'm not digging that. Because sometimes I got to make a quick turn or some shit, and if that shit ain't going to let me, that's bullshit.
But, see, okay, for that instance, it calculates the risk of an accident in that situation. I'm assuming it would. You know what I mean? So it's not going to let you make that turn because of that. But it'll get you there, but it will take, let's say, a different turn other than that one to get you there. So because it's safer.
Well, if I get a car that drives itself, I want to be able to call that motherfucker to come pick me up. Like, if I'm at a bar and I'm drunk, I want to be like,
you never drunk before.
Truck, come get me. I'm at fucking such and such bar and grill.
Yeah.
Come get me in 10 minutes. I want my truck to come around the corner all hot and heavy. And then when it gets next to me, I want the door to open and be like, come on in. But not the front door because I don't want to get DUI. I want the back door to open.
Yeah.
So I can go pass out in the back and I'll be like, take me to McDonald's.
Then home.
And then home. You know? And like,
it can pay. Like, yeah. Your car has a chip with your car built in. And
that should already be. And I feel like, honestly, why the fuck are our phones, or like, no, because people can say your phones, I guess you can say, but like, why the fuck can't we do
security on phones?
Yeah, what I'm saying is like, yeah, exactly. Why can't, yeah, you know, your PIN number. Why can't I just fucking go and have my fucking phone? Why don't we have apps for our phones paid for everything now? Because
there is something.
There is.
Like
there's
that.
Gift cards on your phone for like Starbucks and stuff.
Yeah, right? I have that online.
Because fuck, dude. Every time I get a goddamn card, Chase. I'm calling you out, Bank of Chase.
Let's not call it Chase. Let's call it Chazzy.
Run away.
Let's call it Bank Who Gets Strips Taken
Okay.
Off.
Okay. We'll call it Big Run. Okay. Yeah, your strips suck. I get it. Yeah, you know why you replace cards so easy? That's your advertising? Because you fucking have to. Your cards don't work. I get a fucking brand new card.
Yeah.
Lasts me like 3 months, 6 months max.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting declined. I look like an idiot. I get all this fucking shit. And it's like, oh, your card's declined. My card's not fucking declined.
Yeah,
I know I have $3 in my account. So fucking take. I'm buying this goddamn burrito and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Give me my burrito and my Vagisil.
Yeah. I got at least $5. So $3, I'm good. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I gotta say that about my bank too, though. My bank does that. My bank has the worst cards ever too, because it does. My card does get declined. I'm like, I just got paid, and this is $1.70. Yeah, I think I have $1.70, but you do. You feel like a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
like,
there's a line to start. Yeah. There was no line. Like, there was no line. But the second your card gets declined, there's 13 people behind you.
And she's like, what's wrong? That guy's fucking card got declined.
Yeah. And then she says it all out, too. I'm sorry. So your card got declined. And the fucking thing makes a noise. Decline, decline. Like, what the fuck?
They got on the loudspeaker. We got a decline.
Hey, yeah. Another asshole up here.
It's not even the clerk's fault. It's the fucking cart's fault. You want to cuss her out. Like, fuck you, bitch. You just,
work at fucking Starbucks.
Yeah, that's what you want to say, but it's not even her fault, you know?
Yeah.
You're a barista. That's not even a word, bitch.
You just made that title up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I feel the same way, and I fucking hate. They should. They put it on my phone. Oh my god, that'd be so awesome! I could just walk in, tap my phone to something, and pay for it. Simple as that. I don't want to fucking get declined and get embarrassed by like 100 different people and shit. It's ridiculous.
No, you should start doing when your car gets declined. You just like turn around to the guy behind you, and be like, "Hey, you got a couple bucks?"
That's a good idea. I'm gonna try that now, though. Hey, buddy, you got $2 on you.
Hey, you know what's funny too?
It's obviously, I don't have it.
It's funny.
Did you not hear the decline over the PA?
Hear it?
Yeah. Anybody got a change?
Anybody got $4?
The funny part is how irrelevant money is now.
Yeah,
like,
cash?
When I go to get something to eat, like, especially in L.A., and they're like, oh, cash only, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Like,
what the?
Really?
what's cash? You mean those fucking big paper things with ugly guys on them? Like, those guys with the funny haircuts? Like,
do they still make cash? I didn't know they made cash.
Yeah, see? Go, oh, you already do shit, it's too early. Fucking, going with fucking cash, you know, like, you know how there's so much dirty money, like I said, you get just so much disease and money and all this germ. How the fuck are we, like, using way less cash than we used to, but, you know, everything's cards now, but motherfuckers are sicker than ever. There's a goddamn flu epidemic going on right now. I think, is it still a pandemic or epidemic now? Whatever, it's some gimmick.
Conspiracy.
It's a flu conspiracy.
Well, they want to sell
the
shot.
A couple years ago, they were saying that pink's flu, and that shit wasn't true, dude.
Yeah, they want to sell the medicine. Okay, that if you believe in conspiracy, that's one conspiracy.
No,
I would believe
in. That's not a conspiracy, bro.
Oh, whatever. I believe in that because I do believe that they invent some kind of new disease out there that they just want people to fucking go get the medicine or the shot or whatever, and it makes this company.
We're gonna call us on raids.
Yeah, and then it's gonna make the company billions of dollars. So that I totally believe in that shit. But
I think a lot of it is overpopulation. I mean, you've got a lot more people now.
Yeah.
You know, germs do tend to mutate and things.
People
they have
do fuck
much faster
pigs
evolution.
And cows and shit nowadays too. So yeah. I heard, you know, if you ever watched,
yeah, you heard, you don't know, you don't know from personal experience. Yeah, right.
I heard them squeal. Like,
I heard
pig. Peanut butter works with
I heard fucking a pig is just like fucking a sheep. So I gotta give that shit a shot.
No, I heard, have you ever watched Outbreak before, the movie Outbreak?
No. I've seen it with the Outbreak monkeys.
Yeah, with the Outbreak, like, how the AIDS started, really, you know, like, they said some guy was fucking a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's real, but I kind of believe it is real, like. I know, I've seen some...
I think Dave Chappelle did that one, too. He said, you don't fuck monkeys and people. So you either fuck monkeys or people.
Pick one.
Yeah, once you make a decision to fuck monkeys, it's a solid decision.
Stick with it. So, yeah, I think you know, that does happen nowadays when people, like, fuck animals and then they just get sick that way and they spread it around. It fucking happens, so... But then again, they said AIDS was invented by the government to kill black people.
No, it's gay people.
No, it was gay. Black people first, then gay people.
Crack was for black people. AIDS for gay
AIDS
people.
AIDS for gay people? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit.
I seen it.
I seen it. Let me ask you, since we brought up cash, do you go to AMPM and fill up your tank? You know, right?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
That's cheap as gas.
Well... It's the same quality, supposedly, but I don't go there because they charge 35 cents.
Oh, yeah.
To use your card.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Which people don't fucking calculate to their cheap-ass gas. Like, it costs $3.49, but people don't add that 30 cents to it.
I don't believe it's the same quality because when I used to sell small garden equipment that used gas, we told people not to go to AMPM because the gas will fuck up your small engines.
Really?
It has trace amounts of water in it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I'm never going there again.
I never
do right now, but I'm saying I will never go there. I go to the truck stops and shit, because I think...
And the only time I go to AMPM is, like, I'm out of gas, and that is the only motherfucker
there. Yeah, that's, like, the last fucking resort.
If I see an AMPM and a place across the street for 10 cents more a gallon, I'll go to the place across the street, because that 10 cents, if I'm getting 100 gallons, you know, that's still only, what, 10 bucks more?
Yeah. Not even, because if you add 35 cents.
Well, that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
It's well, the thing is, AMPM is a California store. Arco is the gas that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. 40 Ounce loves fucking Arco. Like, that motherfucker would...
Too much good stuff. I've seen the commercial.
I'm telling you, every time we would go to a fucking... we had to fill up his truck or whatever, he would go to Arco. I'd be like, dude, you're stupid. Why are you going here? It's like cheaper gas. You guys, why do you care about the 30 cents? Like, all right, it's your money, but fuck, I'm trying to save you some money. Yeah, he would always fill up at Arco. I never understood that. Dumb.
I mean, I appreciate, I like only, I go to AMPM for all the good stuff. There's too much of it. There is. But there is. Too much I don't go for the gas. I really don't.
Too much good stuff except our gas.
Don't get our gas.
AM PM. So I'm not mad at AM PM at all. It's the Arco.
Yeah.
AM PM is awesome.
It's in the small print there on the commercial.
AM PM is awesome.
Ignore the gas. Come for all the rest of the stuff.
All the bad stuff we sell is Arco. Not
Well, let's move on to our dumbass questions. It is Saturdays, but you know, we got a lot of questions, but we're running short on time, so we're only going to probably get two questions in by now. So our first question comes to us via Facebook, and again, I'm not going to pronounce the last name because we just don't do that. And her name is Kathy. Kathy.
Hi,
L.
Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. And I read this question before. We started this.
Don't lie. You had someone read it to you.
Yeah. I did. I was like, what is this word? And they're like, duh.
Tahi.
I didn't understand it. But I read this question, and I'm not sure how. I don't know what she was trying to say, but I'll just read it to you. Based off of what you've seen and what's coming up, where do you see movies focus on the most?
I see him focus on the actors.
I see him focus on the actors. Example, I see movies focus on comic-based movies, such as Adventures. She spelled Adventures wrong.
She probably spelled it right, and you rewrote
no,
it wrong.
No, I promise you, I wrote exactly what she said, and she spelled it wrong. So
I think I get what she's saying. She's saying, what kind of movies, or where do you think, what movies
like
do
dramas,
you think?
Dramas, comedies, no. actions?
I think, are they going to be making more of like comic book style, or far-fetched
okay.
future movies,
yeah,
or is
yeah,
it going to
yeah.
be like war movies, or what kind of, you know,
yeah, yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So what's your answer for that one? Then?
Ooh. Well, I say it's going to be more movies with things that wouldn't normally happen in real life, because the computer CGI type thing, you know, is getting better, so they can put these things that are way out of the ordinary, you know, like the Avengers, for instance. Mm-hmm. How often you can't film a big fucking green guy bouncing around the street, so you gotta put a computer graphic. So I think they're gonna be using that a lot more because they've made it look almost realistic now, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good answer. What about you there, Mr. Pete?
Well, pretty much all the drama has been fucking dramatized out, and action's pretty much coming to where, not to say an end, but you know, everything's pretty much been done. So I mean, I still enjoy those movies.
Mean, I've seen people blow up a whole plane with a 9mm.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you see that?
So I think these new movies are, you know, like we were talking about future shit, they're always gonna be, all these movies are gonna be like a couple years ahead of our time, when like technology wise, like, you know, like Iron Man, the fucking floating screens and shit,
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
all that crap. Like, I kind of think of that kind of like the our tech. Like, it's all gonna be like, whoa, look at that cool gadget. It's gonna be a gadgets movies.
You know, it was a cool movie with floating screens. Minority Report.
Yeah, it was. Cool. Those gloves were fucking awesome. I wish they have that shit.
Yeah,
they kind of do now with Kinect, if you think about
like,
it.
Yeah, Kinect is pretty cool,
yeah,
but they've got a little bit more to go with it.
Yeah,
it's getting there though. Kinect
yeah,
is cool.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
Holograms, yeah. We need more hologram shit.
Yeah, like Tupac.
We need more hologram Tupac.
We do.
I heard they were going to do Biggie Smalls, but they didn't have a big enough projector.
Oh! Oh. They were going to do the skinny version of Biggie Smalls.
They're going to do Biggie Smalls' current version.
Current version?
Skeleton? That's not right.
That's fucked up and funny.
Alright. Rest in peace, Big Papa. All
right. Oh, that was the funniest thing you said. But I see, I don't know, I'm kind of agreeing with her. Like, I do see them making more comic book movies. They seem to be all the rage right now, and they're going to continue that way. Especially with Superman, I think.
It's Man of Steel now.
Is it Man of Steel?
That's the movie's going to be titled in Man of Steel. Which is Superman.
They better not fuck that up. They already fucked up a lot of stuff from my childhood.
They fucked up Superman once already.
Yeah, they did. They fucked up that. They fucked up, you know, they used to fuck up Batman when fucking
everybody.
Yeah, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger said Mr. Freeze and Danny DeVito as fucking Penguin. Although he was a good Penguin, by the way. And I think
He's about as tall as a penguin.
Jim Carrey as a Riddler. Who couldn't see that coming? That was awesome.
That was pretty cool. He did. But, and Tommy Lee Jones did do a good Two-Face. It's just, I think actually the Batman movies were lacking in the Batman department mostly.
Yeah, definitely that. So
Bruce Wayne was fucking awesome, but Batman sucked.
Batman did suck. So I do see them continuing in that route, because they do make a lot of money.
I got a theory behind that, though. You know why? Because the people, you know, in the age group where, you know, you're going to be watching movies more and you have the money to go out and spend and watch movies, those are the people that used to read comic books now because, you know, it's 20, 25, 30 years later, and those are when comic books were huge. So, you know, everybody's a comic book nerd, really.
Good point. So, like, within 20 years, fucking, they're going to start making Barney and fucking Dora the Explorer and all that kind of shit movies,
I mean,
you know?
What are kids into right now? I mean...
Fuck it, I don't know.
iPhones. Smoking weed.
Let's go get Captain's car or whatever's in Captain's car.
Hey, it's my ice cream truck, first off.
I said what are kids into, not what's into kids.
what's into kids.
All right, next subject, please. Gotta keep a PC.
Let's go to our next question. This comes from Aaron. Aaron V. What movie would you recommend to watch for a first date? That's our last question, by the way. So let's just wind down.
That's gonna be a good one then.
Yeah. What about you, Token?
Oh, I can't go first. I gotta think now. Last question.
All right, Whiskey Pete. What's your answer?
Well, for me, if you're a dude, you want to go watch a movie you already seen.
Really?
That way. You don't give a fuck because you don't want to be that dorky guy watching the whole movie when the chick is really there for you to fucking pay attention to her. That's all like girls want, you know what I mean? Just for you to fucking spend all the attention. So go watch a movie that you already seen. Don't tell her you already seen it, and that way you don't got to spend so much time watching the movie. You already know what's gonna happen.
What about
and if it's a scary movie, you don't look a little bitch or something like that when something scary happens. You already know it's gonna happen and let her jump on you or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Play the cool part. So. Yeah, my suggestion is a movie you already seen.
What about a movie she's already seen so she can blow you the whole time?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Go to the dollar movies where all the movies are old.
What if she's a big movie buff and she, like, if you
and
interrupt
she's
her.
Buff.
No. And you interrupt her during the movie and she, like, snaps at you, like, why the fuck are you talking during the movie? You know what I'm saying? Like, because my ex was like that. She was a big movie buff. So.
Yeah, that's probably why she's your ex.
Exactly. But yeah, so
I asked if you wanted popcorn, bitch. I mean,
you can pause it. There's a pause button on it.
Well, if that's to happen, it's your first date. Get the fuck out of there while you can.
Yeah. Then you won't
that's
have the X.
That's a sign. Yeah, that's a sign that says get the fuck out of there.
Well, actually, I really didn't answer. I would say porn, but you know that's just a joke. First date movie, what would be a good one? I don't even know.
Watching porn. That's what you should do to me. Hey, do you like that? That's not a bad answer. Well, since you don't have an answer, I was going to say a horror film. But I think that's a good advice that you said watch
I did,
it.
I did say a horror film. W-H-O-R-E.
The other horror.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think you now that you said that you should watch it first, I think you should watch that horror movie first so you don't look like a bitch in front of her getting jumped up and scared, you know? But... this gives you more of a chance for her to, like, get closer to you and hug you and hold your hand and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a good one. So, a horror film.
I just gave advice to Captain Sleeper that he's going to use now.
I am going to use that now.
It's great.
She's going to hold my hand.
Exactly. I don't know about you, Token.
Oh, let's see. How about something that is... can't go really action because then they won't be too entertained. You guys already said horror, so I can't go there. Comedy's comedy's always good, but how about just something where I got nothing.
A comedy might be a good one, but what if she has that annoying laugh that would
stop dating her at your first date.
That's good, but you want to
maybe you should go on these dates, find all the bad shit, so you can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. A good point, because I met some girls that have a horrible fucking laugh. Look at the girl from Ridiculousness. That bitch is fine, but her laugh, oh god, I would have to kill her.
I think fine is going out on a limb.
She's cute. She's not fine, but she's cute. And but her laugh, oh my god, that's horrible. She has a horrible fucking laugh.
Okay, I've got an answer. Something in 3D, because then when she looks at your schlong, it looks way bigger.
Keep the glasses.
Keep the glasses.
Keep the glasses. We're going to use those later.
Look, it's coming at you.
And when she leaves your house, oh, leave the glasses here. No, those stick.
Have a recycle bin right by the door and shit.
All right. Every time a girl comes over, you spray paint your dick all fucking 3D.
It's all green and red.
A little monster face at the end of it.
That's a good answer.
What has 227 zippers and holding back the fucking Incredible Hulk? Oh no, it's 227 teeth. It's my zipper, but I fucked up the joke.
It's over.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed our show. Again, keep downloading us on iTunes, Drunk Before Noon, Zune Marketplace, Drunk Before Noon.
It'll be the best hour and a half of your life.
Yeah, yes, it would. We guarantee it. And Facebook, Drunk Before Noon, and Twitter, same thing, at Drunk Before Noon. If you're using Google Talk or Google Voice, it's Drunk Before Noon 24. If you want to go to our website, it's drunkbeforenoon24.podomatic.com.
And if you didn't get that the first time...
Yeah. Rewind it, and you will hear what I just said. So, I'm not going to say it again.
We got a website coming up. I did.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We have a release date shooting for 2 weeks, and we will have our website up, and it will be running, and you get to see our ugly mugs in animated form. So
it'll be the best... day of your life.
The best day of your life. I will agree with that. It will be the best day of your life. Your life. But yeah, it would be. So yeah, well, thank you again for downloading us. And if you don't like us, fuck you. And if you do, great.
Awesome. I'm taking a nap after the show's over.
Well, it is early still, so let's end our show like we always do with a toast. And we'll close it out like we always do. Ready? All
right, two tokens, mom.
Two tokens, mom.
Captain's mom.
No, to 40 ounces, mom, because like we're going to go, we have a place to stay now. So we got to do that again because we fucked that up. But to 40 ounces, mom.
40 ounces and Captain's mom.
Fuck you.